It's pure.
Yeah, but...
But
what else would you say?
Oh,
if you wanted to be sure...
No chemicals in it.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to be sure that anything wasn't just an imitation, like if you wanted the real thing, like if you bought a belt, you wouldn't want imitation leather.
You wouldn't want a cowhide.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want imitation cowhide.
No, sir.
You'd want...
Not pressed paper. A lot of times they make it out of pressed paper belts.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it.
But you would want gin...
You'd want the pure stuff.
Okay.
That's hard to understand.
No, but you see, we're not getting the word that I'm trying to get. Okay. Okay. Well, frequently on labels, in order to assure you that it's not imitation, it will say, "This is 100%." Something syrup, or 100% something maple syrup. And it wouldn't say imitation.
No, the ingredients.
Yeah, well.
The ingredients are.
What I was looking for is genuine. It's genuine.
Yeah.
It isn't imitation.
It should be on the label whether it's genuine or what the contents are.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, in a retail. In a retail store, sugar is sold in packages, but when it's sold wholesale, how is it sold?
In sacks.
Okay. What do you call the sweet spread made out of apples or peaches, blackberries, whatever you put on toast in the morning?
You mean the sweets?
Yeah, it's made out of sugar and the juice of apple or peaches or anything else. You use.
Unless it's fruit bread.
No, you spread it on toast in the morning.
Well, jelly.
Okay.
Apple jelly.
Okay.
Blackberry jelly. Syrup.
Okay. Did you eat apple butter much?
Yes, sir.
How do you make apple butter?
You grind it up and cook it. Stir it up.
Okay.
Peel it. Only pure apple.
Yeah, I always thought that had a sharper taste to it. It was a little bitter. Some other things. Okay, what are the two things you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. If there's some apples on a table and a child wants one, but the child can't reach he might say to a parent, give me
a apple.
Okay. If you were identifying something for me, you were showing me where something was, you said, if you were identifying some people for me, like if you're talking about a boy, you'd say, well, it wasn't this boy, it was to show a contrast. You say, well, it wasn't one of these boys.
It was one of the others.
It was one of...
The other two.
Okay. It wasn't one of these boys, it was one of...
The others.
Okay. Or if you're pointing out something that's a good little ways off, but it's still within sight, you say, that's not over here, it's...
Farther away than...
Okay, but if you're...